October 8. Placing self aside. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. It is through the church that the self-sacrificing love of Jesus is to be made manifest to the world. But by the present example of the church, the character of Christ is misrepresented, and a false conception of him is given to the world. Self-love excludes the love of Jesus from the soul, and this is why there is not in the church greater zeal and more fervent love for him who first loved us. Self is supreme in so many hearts. Their thoughts, their time, their money are given to self-gratification, while souls for whom Christ died are perishing. This is why the Lord cannot impart to his church the fullness of his blessing. To honor them in a distinguished manner before the world would be to put his seal upon their works, confirming their false representation of his character. When the church shall come out from the world and be separate from its maxims, habits, and practices, the Lord Jesus will work with his people. He will pour a large measure of his Spirit upon them, and the world will know that the Father loves them. Will the people of God continue to be so stupefied with selfishness? His blessing hangs over them, but it cannot be bestowed in its fullness, because they are so corrupted with the spirit and practices of the world. There is spiritual pride among them, and should the Lord work as his heart longs to do, it would but confirm them in their self-esteem and self-exaltation. Shall Christ continue to be misrepresented by his people? Shall the grace of God, the divine enlightenment, be shut away from his church because of their lukewarmness? It will be unless there is most thorough seeking of God, renunciation of the world, and humbling of the soul before God. The converting power of God must pass through our churches. Home Missionary, November 1, 1890.